This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
It's now time for the Israel report, crossing over to Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs and the former director of the military prosecution for Judea and Samaria. Maurice, welcome and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for having me and hi to all the listeners.
Well, it's wonderful to have you, Maurice. We're going to start off with tension with Iran.
Yes, indeed. We're talking about a situation that is developing all the time. Iran, for the last few days, has been experimenting, let's call it, with all types of new ballistic missiles, and has been, I think, thoroughly endangering any type of calm that could possibly have been anticipated. We're talking about replenishing and rebuilding their missile arsenal that was destroyed in the war. And this is now coupled with their exercises and replenishing of their stocks. It's reported to be one of the subjects that is high on the agenda for the discussions of Prime Minister Netanyahu together with President Trump, and even possibly a new cycle of war that could develop in the very near future.
Sure, I mean, Maurice, we what a year it's been, and we know with the combined efforts Israel and the United States and going into Iran and setting back their nuclear plans, and Trump feeling really confident about that. This is such a brazen move from Iran, especially so soon. I mean, how do you see this playing out?
This is really a suicidal move from Iran's point of view. At the same time as they're developing all these weapons and new ballistic missiles and replenishing their stocks, they are facing really tremendous internal tension, a drought, problems with, on the one hand, flooding on the other hand, and they don't know really how, or they don't necessarily see how they're getting out of this. The currency, the Iranian currency, is basically garbage now. The sanctions are cracking down on them, and yet they seem to be looking only for a fight rather than anything positive. This is something that unfortunately we've seen all too often, where instead of accepting that they cannot annihilate Israel, they'll just really commit suicide trying to do so, and they're losing control. They've lost control of Hezbollah. The Houthis, whoever's following the situation in Yemen, are also taking a number of blows. So really many of the Iranian proxies are suffering, and so Iran is just looking to do something quite big, and that could be quite imminent, unfortunately.
Do you see something playing out within the next few days, weeks? I mean,
it appears the tensions are coming to somewhat of a pinnacle. It really depends on very much on how the meeting between President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu goes, whether the leaders feel that there is sufficient basis for either Israel or America, or Israel and together with America to take action that might be necessary in order to avert a larger conflict. This is something which Prime Minister Netanyahu was meant to meet with President Trump on the 29th. And so the next, I would say, the next week or so, the next 10 days is a critical period of time. And it could be a lot of surprises coming along.
Well, we'll certainly wait to see how that plays out. Moving towards Gaza, the current situation in Gaza, Maurice?
So in Gaza, really, everyone, all the terrorists and the Iranians are looking on and watching to see the resolve of the Western countries, of the United States, of the ostensible partners to the ceasefire agreement. Who's going to disarm Hamas? Hamas has said over and over that was an integral part of the ceasefire agreement. They were meant to release all of the hostages. They haven't done that yet. They were meant to disarm and disband and relinquish any government's position in the Gaza Strip. They haven't done that either. The ability to move forward and to find this international stabilization force envisaged by the Trump plan and then by the Security Council resolution is proving to be more difficult than it would seem, with countries not necessarily willing to commit forces who will actively engage with Hamas. And when I say engage, I don't mean discussions. I mean engage militarily in order to force them to disarm. And that seems to be a sticking point. And now the terrorists are looking on. Is Trump really serious? Does he really mean to disarm Hamas and then say as well Hezbollah in Lebanon? Because it's the same deal, really. Is he going to really ensure that this Iranian axis of evil is dismantled? Or is he going to waver? Is he going to allow them to retain their weapons, stay in power, albeit limited power, and nonetheless push forward to the second stage, possibly, of the ceasefire agreement, which is now starting to possibly rebuild Gaza without having dismantled Hamas? This is a problem that really is going to plague us severely if that's the course of action that's taken, because it means that the terrorists will be emboldened. They will realize that there isn't sufficient resolve with the US or any of its partners to dismantle Hamas, and that will be a very, very bad message going forward. Obviously, the partners in this agreement are not giving up the goods. Turkey was never anti-Hamas. It's always been pro-Hamas, and it has become even more so. Qatar, as one of these other interlocutors, has been always been pro-Hamas. And so the choice of them as partners in this deal was questionable from the start. And now it's really proving to be an obstacle and possibly even a stumbling block.
Yeah, I mean, to move to, as you say, second stage without Hamas having disarmed, ostensibly, it's like going back to pre-October 7.
Yep, it's just guaranteeing that this wasn't a war to end the situation and to end the hostilities, but rather just another, albeit a more intensive cycle of violence. And now we should prepare for the next cycle of violence, because if Hamas is allowed to remain in any type of form, they will do what they have committed themselves to do, which is to destroy Israel. So they will rebuild their terrorist army. They will rearm. Eventually, they'll wait, obviously, a few months, a few years even, for the Egyptians to again open that border with Gaza and allow the free flow of arms as they were doing prior to October 7th. And they will prepare themselves to again invade Israel and again slaughter Jews. So this is our opportunity. The question is whether we take it or not.
Yeah, I mean, it is unthinkable, you know. And I mean, as we were saying, how brazen Iran is so soon after that attack to be, sending off and experimenting with ballistic missiles. And here with Hamas not disarming, there's a message here. And the message is they will continue. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, Maurice. But on a lighter note, because it always is good to go to the lighter note, there is positive tourism projection for 2026. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it appears after 2 years of war, and during which many of the larger aviation companies stopped flying to Israel, and prices really to fly to Israel and from Israel around the world skyrocketed. It seems now that the situation is getting relatively calmer. Many of the companies have returned their flights to Israel. Suddenly, we're looking at a situation where potentially the supply will be greater than the demand. Prices will come down. Prices in the hotels in Israel are also expected to come down because now there's a lot that's been done in this period of the war in order to improve all of that tourism side of Israel. And so now we're looking at a situation where from this period of darkness, of the war, it could potentially be that 2026 will present itself as a year of development and a year of really rising and substantially rising tourism, which obviously, I mean, Israel is, as we know, is a country that is very much dependent on tourism, and it's something which has been very lacking over the last 2 years. So to see the tourists coming back and potentially in their droves is going to be something very positive for Israel's economy on the one hand. And on the other hand, it's also doing worlds to combat this idea of of the boycott of Israel, of sanctioning Israel. It's the exact opposite, as we saw with the $35 billion gas deal that Israel just signed with Egypt. The BDS activities are really a flea on the back of an elephant. Although they make a lot of noise, they seem to be having very little actual effect. And tourism and trade with Israel is expected to really come back to a very, very great extent. We saw just for the listeners who didn't see it, the decision of Nvidia. One of the biggest companies in the world to open a new R&D facility in Kiryat Yivon. So we really are seeing a lot of development on the tourism side, on the business side, from really all directions.
Fabulous. Maurice, honestly, that is wonderful, wonderful news. As you say, you can't watch social media, get to hear this and just feel so positive about that. Thank you so much for spending time with us, for sharing the Israel report. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show, Maurice. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs and the former director of the Military Prosecution for Judea and Samaria.
This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.